This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, sitting down with two guys we know very well in the home of the Cowboys. I don't know if these are Bounty or Notre Dame jackets.
Well, they're Bounty, but they can go both ways. I mean, I could have worn it to the game last week.
Well, yeah, the not-so-fighting Irish.
Oh! Where's your squad? Yeah, SMU guy?
No, Tennessee, just as bad. Just as bad this year.
How much to pay you, Brandon, just kick him right in the balls?
Man,
I'd do it for free.
Yeah, some guys will pay for that.
Especially down here. You never know.
All right. More shock. Brian Schottenheimer or Luka Doncic?
Oh, Luka, for sure. Yeah. No, it's crazy. I told Brandon we were walking over here. I was like, I should have like read up on the trade because that's the most question. I've gotten more questions about Luka than anything else.
Did you guys have any type of personal relationship with him? Did you know him at all?
I'd met him briefly. I shook his hand, but no, I didn't know him.
You a Hoops fan, Brandon?
I watch the playoffs when the Mavs are in it. That's about it. But, yeah, it's shocking to get rid of the face of your franchise, whatever sport you're playing. And especially going, like, you're going older, like almost, 6 years older?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just give him the Supermax, right?
Yeah.
You would think right? So. Has anything shocked y'all, like, in the NFL, like when a move that happened that just kind of stunned the league?
No, nothing really coming to mind. I'm trying to think of not us.
Schottenheimer.
this guy.
That's two Schottenheimer references.
Yeah.
So Brian Schottenheimer seems to have a ton of support from players. Guys on the offense really love him. Brandon, obviously, he'll be working with all you guys. What are your thoughts on just him as a coach, the way he's been the last 3 years he's been in the building?
Yeah, I think he's going to be great. You know, I think a lot of people are kind of scratching their heads, but the guys that have worked with him in the building are very confident. And, you know, he's a relationships guy. When he's up in front of the team, like just the energy that he brings and the connective that I think he's going to bring to the offense and defense, especially inside the ball. I know that's kind of first and foremost what he wants to do. And, you know, I've always been one to say, you know, the closer the team, you know, the better team you're at. At the end of the season, you can tell the teams that are real close. And I think that's a priority for him when he comes in.
Does it matter to a player whether the coach is like a – like an X's and O's, that's like their genius, or that they're like the culture leadership type? Does it matter to a player?
I think I've had this conversation like recently, actually. I think you've got to bring an edge in whatever it is. You know, whether your edge that you're bringing to the team is the play calling, whether it's, you know, motivationally, whether it be, you know, anything else. You got to bring an edge to your team. And, you know, I think Brian will do a great job at that.
Joined by Zach Martin and Brandon Aubrey here on 105 The Fan. Brandon, this isn't just new head coach. We've also got a new special teams coordinator here. Have you gotten a chance to talk to Coach Sorensen at all yet? And just your thoughts on, you know, Bones moving on and going to Tennessee.
Yeah, haven't had a chance to meet or speak with Nick yet, but excited. I actually, at the Pro Bowl, was able to speak with two of his former specialists. He was with the Jags as a special teams coordinator previously, and they absolutely raved about him. They loved working with him. So he's a very relaxed guy's not kind of trying to overcoach specialists specifically. He does the obviously work with the special teams unit as a whole, but not really trying to curtail or work with the kickers and figure out exactly what they need to do to kick the ball. So that's what I loved about Bones, not to mention the energy he brings every day. He gets guys to really buy in to being on special teams. He doesn't overcoach technique and all that stuff. He lets guys go out and play fast. He wants you to not be afraid of making mistakes. He actually actively encourages you to play fast and make mistakes and just learn from them, not make them twice. So it's a big loss losing Bones. Obviously, we'd love to have him here, but excited to work with Nick.
Did Bones, or I've always wondered, does a special teams coach go through your kicking technique, or that's something you just have on your own? No one really messes with that. Like, does the special teams coach break down the way you're kicking?
Not Bones, and that's why one of the reasons I loved him. Obviously, can't speak for other special teams coordinators. He's the only one I had in the NFL. In the USFL, I had a former kicker, Nick, also Bones, but Boneal was his last name. He was a kicker for the Cowboys previously, so he was a little more hands-on, and he was just trying to help and kind of help me find my form, kind of go through my mental process as well, which was helpful for me. But no, the guys that haven't kicked in the league before, haven't kicked at any level really, they typically stick away from trying to tell someone how to do a job that they've never done before.
This is another thing I always wonder. How difficult is it to, like, self-correct, like a mechanical flaw in game? Like, you know, other sports, like a golfer, may have to do that during the middle of a round.
Yeah.
How difficult is it to do it in game? Because you can't see the flight into the net.
Yeah. No, it's not terribly difficult. For me, what I do is I try and keep each kick independent of the last. And in a game, I'm not really even thinking about my previous kick. I'm going back to my process. I'm not saying, okay, I missed right. Now, why did I miss right? Let's go through it. And unless there's something really obvious, I'm not workshopping mid-game. I'm going to go and just get through the game, get everything properly lined up like normal, and then at the end of the game, go watch film and see what I did wrong.
Can you walk around DFW freely now? You still go? Are you going unrecognized? Are you getting stopped much more?
I'm generic white guy.
There's a guy that one of my best friends is like, I think Brandon Aubrey is walking his dog in my neighborhood, but I'm scared. I just wanted to tell you that to out him, because he's probably listening. Yeah. So put the stalker alert on him if that's the case. I don't know if that's true or not, but I didn't know if you could walk around grocery store.
No, recognize. I don't have a dog, so that's what I'm saying. Just generic white guy.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. He's no totally liar, wrong. Zach, you know, with the changeover we talked about already, Shoddy coming in, taking things over. What is that balance, do you think, in terms of – Steven talked about this in the press conference, that, hey, Brian gives us some carryover, some continuity, but there's still some change that we felt like we needed. What is that balance, I guess, in terms of trying to take the good while also saying, hey, there's some things we need to correct over here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously – I mean, I've never been a coach, but obviously Shoddy's got a lot of years under his belt as a coordinator. So I'm sure – you know, I'm sure it's hard – you know, being the offensive coordinator by name and not calling the plays, and you kind of want your signature on all that stuff. So I think he'll bring some of the stuff that he's done in the past and then take the good stuff that we've done the last few years and try to kind of mesh together. But it'll be a him and Dak thing, obviously. Those guys are very close, and they'll be working together on that you know, making sure they're firing all cylinders.
Steven kept talking about culture in the press conference. What do you think was maybe not connecting from past to what Brian's going to bring?
I don't know, because I got a ton of respect for Coach McCarthy and what he did when he came in here. But for whatever reason, something was off this year. You guys were around a little bit too. It's just, just things weren't gelling, weren't clicking. And I think that's something that Shoddy, that he views as kind of A1 importance, to kind of get that fellowship, that brotherhood back in the locker room and both sides of the ball, and that complimentary football that everyone talks about. It's a lot easier when you're close with the guys on the team. I mean, say what you want, but when you're close with the guys on the team, it may give you that little extra gear. So they're just kind of bringing that, that community-type feel back to the locker room.
All right, Bob, hit him with the last one.
All right, last one. We know you're talking about seeing the end a little bit. Have you made any decisions about
playing next year? You're the first person to ask me that. No, you're not. You're the eighth. I'm focused on getting healthy, right? I think people forget, like, I'm a free agent, so I'm not under.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Contract with anyone. So first and foremost, I want to get healthy, and then when free agency rolls around, see what's going on, and then make a decision from there.
All right, which one of these two wings would you all be going for? This looks to be barbecue, hot wings, and please tell me regular bone-in and not boneless like Choppy here.
Yeah. Oh.
Choppy. He judged the hell out of you.
I
kind of looked at you in a different light.
Here's the thing. I don't want to eat. I bite my nails. I don't want it 2 days later.
Yeah.
Which, because I would get it 2 days.
Look at their reaction. Yeah. Oh, I wash. Man. Don't you worry. I wash. Okay.
And you dry with Bounty paper towels.
Absolutely.
I can always tell when it's the off season because, like, in the off season, my nails grow out, and in the in season, I bite them during meetings to, like, I don't know, stay busy, best time. But I always know when it's off season. Yeah.
Which ones?
Flats. I go either one. I mean, I'll go buffalo, but I like barbecue, flats all day, ranch, no blue cheese.
Brandon, no blue cheese.
Yeah.
I'm not picky. I'll eat anything. So anything you throw in front of me, I'm eating.
All right, there it is. Your Dallas Cowboys on the home of America's team. Zach Martin, Brandon Aubrey. Thank you so much, guys. Have fun out here, and we hope to see you back.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck with that dog walk.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.